This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I had a discussion with Scott Blick at AmmunitionDepot.com today. And some of the things that we were talking about, apparently the ammunition chain was already getting stressed. But that's not because, and it's been being stressed for quite a while, and that's because we've had 17 back-to-back record months of gun buys. There's more new guns out there. So when you get more new guns, there's more ammunition sold and bought. And so whether or not Trump or Hillary, I'm sure Hillary getting elected will exacerbate it. I'm sure that'll make it even more gooder. But we're about to be in the middle of an ammunition, strain at best. So I found that interesting. Went ahead and bought mine. Coming from the Arbalest Quarrel, they point out something. You know, lawmakers conveniently like to leave out things that they've passed in the past, that they have successfully voted for and put into law from the past. Like the Ethics in Government Act of 1978, which created the independent counsel position. The act was put there to ensure that ethics and integrity in government when the U.S. Department of Justice failed us. The Ethics and Government Act of 1978 had a built-in sunset provision. It would lapse at the end of 5 years unless reauthorized by Congress. They reauthorized the act in 1982, 87, and 94. But it lapsed in 1999 after Congress, under pressure from both Bill Clinton's administration and the Democratic Party, allowed it to lapse. 15 years plus have passed, and then two congressmen, Republicans Michael Turner and Rick Allen, sought to revitalize ethics and integrity in government. What a novel concept in today's world. They introduced the Independent Counsel Reauthorization Act of 2016, H.R. 5271, on your scorecard. What happened to this? Well, Stephen and Mr. Katz, they went out there to find out at Arbalest Quarrel. They had an article that they published in August of 2016 titled The Foundation of Justice Undone by the Foundation Clinton. And there's been nothing done with it. Apparently it languishes in committee. Republicans, no less so than Democrats, have no interest in mandating integrity in government. So the result is that Hillary Clinton, a person who shouldn't run for any elected office, may become the 45th president of the United States. Now, they rightfully point out that it absolutely defies reason that any regular thinking, normal person would look at her and say, well, yeah, I can see her as a president. We're existing in a moment of absurdity. Her ascent to the presidency makes a mockery of the office and of our country and of our Constitution, our system of laws. She will shred the Constitution. And she's going to try to do that with the loss of or the taking of the Second Amendment. Right now we have gangsters in charge of the executive branch. And Congress could do something about it. They could act. And one thing they could do, and I mean keep their hands clean, just vote for this legislation. They must enact the Independent Counsel Reauthorization Act of 2016. And they need to do it now. Right now we're in the middle of a coup. We have a coup going on in our government. It's not occurring noisily through a military seizure of government, but quietly by those shadow elements. And we got to fight this. And you can do something about this. You have to do it for the good of our country. You need to take action now. Now, Hillary's got some things coming on right now that's going to begin to hurt her in the polls, not the least of which is going to be the Obamacare increases. That's going to mess her up real bad. She actually shouldn't be nowhere near the top. She's committed many serious crimes. But you have a chance to be involved in preventing a travesty of justice. An independent special prosecutor to properly investigate her crimes would have an immediate impact on her election campaign. That would stop her in her tracks and plug the hole on her campaign. There, you know. Then they could investigate others who have conspired to wrest control of the United States government from the people by putting a criminal in as the president of the United States. But they have to enact a law enabling an appointment of independent counsel. And this is H.R. 5271, sponsored by Rick Allen, Michael Turner, laying dormant in committee. It has to be debated and voted on by the full House in full view of the American public, and it must take place now. Should have already taken place. This would let us know whether they actually still reflect the will of the people. And if they sit idly by, well, we know. But they're just sitting around right now, and they're allowing the government sheepishly to be wrested from us. So here's what you need to do. You go to house.gov, follow their directions there, get in touch with your Congress critter, your member of the House of Representatives, get in touch with both of your senators, get in touch with all of the members of the House out of your state. The only thing that keeps any of us from participating in anything like this is the failure to do so. Not doing anything means at some point there may come a time when, you know, we all are going to pay the price for indifference, for apathy. The guys from Arbalest Coral, they're out of New York. I mean, these guys exist where you don't want to. They existed, I mean, just in the state of New York the other day, the governor, Cuomo, he decided that Airbnb was not going to exist in New York State. So he just signed a law and put it out of business, which that could happen if you're an Uber driver. That could happen to you right now. All of those sharing economy jobs that where people have made jobs where there were nothing, he wrote them all out. That's what exists in the land of tyranny, when one guy thinks he is a law unto himself. You can be in this fight, but you have to throw a couple of punches. So get ready. Call your Congress critter. H.R. 5271. Coming up next, finally, Rush Limbaugh talks about Fast and Furious. We'll be right back.
hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Huh. I like my new bumps. I do. I hope you do too. Anyway, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hey, you still got 50 million rounds on hand. Go buy it. Go buy it all. Now, I know I said I was going to talk about Rush Bowe, but I'm going to hold that because one of my favorite writers just emailed me. So coming from the desk of Robert Morse, we have this. You see, Clinton is telling the truth about the Second Amendment as far as she's concerned. So when she becomes president, let's look into the future with her as president, shall we? She's going to outlaw guns. She's going to call for a gun-free America. See, Obama has already appointed a large number of pro-government judges to the U.S. Federal Circuit Court. Clinton can accelerate the appointments and then declare a state of emergency and that bypasses the legislative review process. That's all illegal, but she'll have 41 loyal Democrat senators who make her immune from anything legislative. That's why elections have consequences. The Clinton judges, along with Clinton executive orders reinterpreting consumer product laws, that's where it all begins. The new Clinton law will let any injured party sue a firearms manufacturer. This is bypassing the PLCAA, you see. And the results will be sad to watch. The victims of gang shootings in our inner city were mostly young minority men raised by single moms. Once the lawsuit started, these young men had more family than the Duggars. Teachers sued if their students were wounded. Chicago ministers joined in the lawsuits if their parishioners' houses hit by a stray round. The trial lawyers who missed out on the big tobacco settlement 19 years ago, they've learned their lesson. They've had 10 years of cases lined up in the courts in no time. Putting it all together. Clinton responds to the judicial emergency and then appoints more special judges to hear the backlog of firearms-related cases. Any business who touched a firearm is mentioned in the lawsuits, from manufacturers to distributors, from retailers to gunsmiths, and, of course, their insurance companies. Any company with an insurance policy or deep pockets will be named in the Clinton lawsuits. Firearm sales to police agencies are technically exempt from the new Clinton gun laws. Lawyers from the industry, firearm industry knew better and refused to sell even to the cops. They knew that thousands of firearms were stolen or mysteriously resold from law enforcement inventories each year. Each stolen gun was a potential lawsuit. Industry complained that they couldn't make a profit selling to law enforcement. That's not a fault. That's a feature. The solution is politically simple. A Clinton crony buys the rights and tooling from a recently bankrupt firearms company, and she simply starts a government-run gun company to turn out guns for the armed forces and the police. And a percentage of each sale goes to the Clinton Foundation. Any agency or industry who accepts government money was told it was now a gun-free zone. And that includes a surprising number of places. A church becomes a gun-free zone because state aid helped pay for their daycare center. Even armed law enforcement officers are told to stay out unless they were on duty. When you take the king's shilling, that means obeying the king. Or in this case, the new queen. Small government states are outraged. Some pro-right states close the offices. Gosh, where did that go? I've got all this stuff popping up now. The offices of federal agencies located in their states, some states reacted differently. Big government states were furious that they didn't get a cut of the now legal looting of the firearm industry. New York State imposed a special tax on any proceeds of the firearms lawsuits granted to New York residents. Other big government states followed New York's lead. The news networks, the publicly traded media, were joyous at these new laws. Story after story claimed that President Clinton's new gun laws would end violence in America. And the violence kept on. The weak-kneed Republicans put up a bill that outlawed Clinton's extra legal action. The Republican bill is filibustered in the Senate, filibuster was finally broke by invoking special rules for closure. And Clinton simply ignores the new regulations and refused to sign them. And she has her federal judges and she has her 40 Democrat senators who block her impeachment. She granted herself special funding privileges to pay for her new anti-gun pro-safety initiatives. You see, now she can do as she pleases. So she does. Big box retail stores pull their firearms inventory overnight. A legal feeding frenzy started as bankruptcy laws competed with personal injury lawyers to file lawsuits. Liberal police chiefs seized the inventory of smaller firearm stores so the tainted assets wouldn't disappear before the lawsuits were settled. Some large companies were exempt from the seizures. Those large companies sold their firearms inventory to overseas buyers. Turned out that those companies had made sizable contributions to the Clinton Foundation. Gun owners then find themselves on the Department of Homeland Security no-fly list, saying that they were overwhelmed. They stopped processing appeals. President Clinton magnanimously sets up voluntary turn-in sites where the subjects could turn in their registered firearms. If you wanted to fly, you had to turn in your guns. The interstate transport of firearms is outlawed. Being a registered gun owner was now a probable cause for a traffic stop. Having your car registered to the same address as a gun owner was a good enough excuse to get pulled over. Firearms being seized on the spot, citizens could appeal in court if they had the time and money. Some officers enforced the new gun ban, some didn't. And that was a problem for President Clinton. That's how Hillary Clinton disarms America. But that's part one. As soon as I get part two, we'll explore that. Tonight, in the third hour, we're going to be joined by Megan Barth, because I saw Megyn Kelly interview Newt Gingrich. And, the whole system is rigged. Even Fox News is in on it. So, that's coming up third hour. Second hour is going to be Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense, World According to Second Call Defense, because it's Wednesday. When we get back, we will go back to Mansoor Limbaugh. I like that. I like it a lot. Elections have consequences. We'll be right back.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I don't normally talk about other radio people because I just don't understand why you would do that. But I saw this, and I'm just curious. I haven't read it, okay? This is coming from the desk of David Kodria. So if he noticed it, I want to see what we get out of this. But he noticed this past Monday that Rush Limbaugh got out there, and he was talking about Operation Fast and Furious. Now, David and the late Mike Vanderbilt broke Fast and Furious on the United States in 2010. I was talking about it in late 2010 with Larry Pratt on a local radio show in Columbia, South Carolina, once a month. So if it made it to Rush Limbaugh now in 2016, I want to see how it made it. So you bear with me. So coming from the desk of David Coker, here we get this. Limbaugh said this on his show Monday. Part of the plan was to have those weapons bought. This was key. They had to be bought in America, traceably bought in American gun stores. That's what he told his listeners. He was speaking about the gun walking that Fast and Furious was going, you know, that's what they were doing. And the reason behind it is that it has been deliberately obscured by the mainstream press. And, of course, he explains those guns end up in the hands of the Mexican drug cartels. Not a real shattering revelation? So he continues. So the way they do it is they try to create a mass hysteria. The program backfired because it was discovered. Yeah? And if any of you are interested in the early reporting on how that happened, including efforts to get the story noticed by Senate, Judiciary, House Oversight, the media, a little noticed and ignored documented record exists via the Internet Archive Wayback Machine. And within the compilation of stories included in that link are reports from early 2011, January, when a whistleblower source claimed exactly what Limbaugh is publicly recognizing now. Then there, coming next, will be more info on what the agents refer to as the Phoenix ATF's office walking across ARs and AKs to pad their statistics. So unsurprisingly, the progressives, such as the George Soros-funded Think Progress, made no mention of this corroborating insider source, instead dismissing these claims as wild conspiracy theory. Also unsurprisingly, but disappointingly, the mainstream press has helped mask real motives by directing attention away from them using the ubiquitous botched guns thing. It was never a guns thing. They never intended to catch anybody. So, what those who employ Alinsky Rule 5 ridicule and those who promulgate the ridiculous botched sting contrivance fail to account for is how you can carry out a sting when you have included no mechanism to conduct it in your design. Guns were allowed to be bought by straw purchasers and then allowed to cross the border and disappear without a trace. Those straw purchasers were buying more guns than most people buy in their lifetime during this short period of time. So that means, guess what? Our heroes in the FBI were in on it because they run NICS. The only way they would be found again would be through crime scene recoveries, meaning oftentimes next to bodies. And those behind the scheme knew this. This is nothing new. I talked about this. I've been talking about this for 6 years. They were counting on that. What does that say about the success of the progressive deception machine that these cynically willing to accept hundreds of dead Mexicans and rising in order to advance an agenda enjoy overwhelming political support from their demographic? When Kodrier was at the National Examiner, he had a really good co-writer named Kurt Hoffman that was there. I don't know what's happened to him. I need to ask him about that. He came up with a great analogy, inspired by, of all things, the underpants gnomes on South Park. Their business model was explained in three phases. Phase one, collect underpants. Phase two, question mark. Phase three, profit. Phase two is left completely unexplained. Stupid, right? Not so much so than the, or no more so than the botched gun sting misdirection, which Hoffman laid out using the same logic the media and the gun walker apologists accept as the preferred explanation. Phase one, encourage gun dealers, and sometimes pay them as confidential informants, to sell guns to known traffickers. Phase two, question mark. Phase three, humbly accept plaudits as Mexican drug cartel comes crashing down. What's the difference there? Now, for Kodria, and for me, and for you, seeing somebody with the reach of a Rush Limbaugh get out there and spread the truth on this, although, as David points out, the phrase, welcome to the party, pal, comes to mind. I know Alex Jones has talked about it. I know I've talked about it till I'm sick of it. I know lots of other people have talked about it. Right here on this very show, I've had the Terry family come on and talk about what happened to their house immediately after their, you know, family member, Brian Terry, was murdered with a Fast and Furious gun. It would be gratifying to see some activists who know the difference to challenge the botched gun sting lie whenever the media or some politician trots that one out. And most helpful of all, especially when some progressive mouthpiece plays the right-wing conspiracy theory card to try to obfuscate the truth, it would be nice to counter that. And that can be done by showing the padded statistics allegation came not from gun bloggers, not from the NRA, not from the Republicans with a vendetta against Obama, but from an ATF insider. And it came from one of the same sources that helped bring this government-sanctioned criminal enterprise to light in the first damn place. One who was sick and tired of systemic, unaddressed agency waste, abuse, corruption, and fraud. Now, I've often said, and I don't mean this to sound like I'm getting pompous, but why not? It's a lot easier for me to get out there and talk about the stuff that Limbaugh does than it is for him to come in and try to talk about the stuff that I do, because you miss a lot of things if you're not paying attention. I'm happy that he has the audience that he has, and they got to hear this. I've been lambasting you guys for 6 years with this. So, as David says, welcome to the party, pal. Now, if you'll just keep on beating that drum, I'll shut up for the next 6 years and you can take the lead. That would be nice. But I'm not going to do that because I can't count on you because apparently, you know, I'll have to tell you guys about the topic tracker one day. How and why I don't use the topic tracker. So, anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk about Hillary Clinton's record with military veterans, because if she's going to be the commander-in-chief, I think, you know, we should know how she treats the warriors, don't you think so? The warriors! I think that should be very important, so let's take a moment to look at that one. That's pretty important to me. We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. And they are fully stocked right now. If you are concerned about what the future holds, go buy it. Go buy the ammo. They've got it. AmmunitionDepot.com. Right now, we look at Pantsuit, and let's see. Let's take stock, shall we? She agonizes over the fate of the Syrian refugees, the illegal aliens from Central America, the misunderstood transgenders, victims of sexual assault. Well, all except for her husbands. And the Black Lives Matter advocates, among others. Although the case must be made at this particular point that the only thing that really gives her any sort of anguish or anxiety is the thought of losing power. If you look at what the one she considers, there's one group of people that seems to be missing there, and that is the American veteran. Those of us who have fought and been wounded and then left behind in the service of the United States of America, the nation that Hillary purports to lead. It's very difficult to pinpoint her on policy positions, or any others, actually, because she doesn't really have any. She does have a bit of a record, though, and in terms of the veterans of the United States of America, take a look at what the woman fighting to be president has demonstrated thus far in her view of Americans' veterans. Or America's veterans, excuse me. In March 2003, she voted against a budget resolution calling for $13 billion for veterans to receive concurrent disability and retirement benefits. In May of 2006, she voted against an amendment that would have added $20 million for veterans' health care facilities, which was meant to offset additional spending by striking $20 million in the underlying bill for AmeriCorps. Then in 2007, she was one of 14 senators out of 100 who voted against a 2007 supplemental appropriations bill that contained $1.8 billion for veteran health care. This funding would have assisted with mental health benefit claims and the backlog maintaining VA facilities, and included an additional $2 billion for military health care at Walter Reed and other hospitals, including traumatic stress disorder counseling and the traumatic brain injury care and research. In 2016, she downplayed a VA scandal that involved 30% of Americans dying as they waited for health care. There was a subsequent report entitled by the current chairman of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs, Jeff Miller of Florida, entitled Commission on Care, which provided a detailed outline on how veterans are currently ill, served by the government, and what can be done to correct this. Miller has said about this report and its potential future caretakers, if Trump wins, I think you would see the Commission on Care report as a roadmap for VA reform. I think if Clinton is elected president, it's going to sit on the shelf and gather dust. At one point, even turncoat veteran and Republican Senator John McCain said that Socialist Bernie Sanders had a better track record when it comes to caring for veterans than does Hillary Clinton. He said, to my knowledge, I know of no activity, legislative or otherwise, that Hillary Clinton was engaged in during her time as a United States senator. The most prevalent group, representing the approximately 21.3 million veterans in America today, nearly 70% of whom voted in the last presidential election, the VFW came out recently with a list of seven topics mattering the most to the American veterans, topics to which the next president must pay the requisite attention. And they include the budget for veterans in the government, health care for veterans, the importance of family and veterans' lives, employment for veterans, and something the VFW has referred to as empowerment and legacy. What are Clinton's positions on those issues? Well, it's easy, more taxpayer money to assist veterans on each and every one of those issues. That's great. The only question here is, what would she do? What would she actually do here? Would she actually do that? And where would she get the promised billions? The answers are unequivocally no to the first, and were she to even try, which after taking a look at her record vis-a-vis veterans, she will most certainly not. And then the second, the answer would be that it would come from overtaxing middle-income Americans, where you would find most, American veterans. So, in her blighted career, she's not only lied about all she's done for veterans, as she often works, or says she worked with others as a senator to do good deeds for veterans. She actually never sponsored or has been responsible for the passage of any veteran-friendly legislation. According to many American veterans, not only has she done nothing to help vets, she's done more to get them killed than anything else. Let's ring in with the name Benghazi. Benghazi, where on her watch, four Americans died in an attempt to save U.S. Ambassador to Libya, Christopher Stevens, whom Clinton and Obama left to die after ignoring his pleas for more embassy security in the wake of rising tensions in the region. 600 pleas for better security, in fact. Two of the dead vets were former Navy SEALs. We're talking millions of dollars training these exceptional individuals. Glenn Doherty, Ty Woods. A third, Sean Smith, an information management officer with the U.S. Foreign Service, served a six-year stint in the U.S. Air Force. That 3 o'clock phone call went unanswered by this protector of America's military and its veterans. She had more important things to do. By a gargantuan percentage of 70%, American veterans favor Clinton's opponent to her. And as with most Americans, they don't believe her despite her constant protestations of her devotion to veterans of the U.S. military. You can say that following the myriad scandals of the past near decade with the government agency responsible for keeping their promises to its veterans, the Department of Veterans Affairs, and the complete lack of effort on the part of the current administration to take care of this absolute phenomenal disgrace, then America's veterans should be a little bit cynical. With Clinton, in more ways than you can count, and most especially with our nations, and let's call them what they are. Veterans are precious. That cynicism and more is completely justified. Why are veterans precious, you may ask? Because they step up and they volunteer. And they go places you don't want to go, and they do things you don't want to do. And they train in ways you can't possibly imagine that you could, if somebody gets out and says, Well, you know, I have a brother in the military. I know all about it. No, you don't. You don't know anything about it. I don't care how, unless you've been in it, you don't know. You do not know. So, you know, when it's the glamour part of it, if there is such a thing in the military, that's fleeting. It's the unglamorous part that is done day in and day out that makes the veteran. The active duty, that's what makes them precious. The government, the nation, you promised them a bill of goods if they would go out and serve. And they said, sure. And they did. And now everybody does everything they can possibly do. Everything does everything they can possibly come up with to keep from doing those things. Healthcare. You know, that's one of the big things, VA benefit. Well, you know, we don't necessarily want to do that, do we? Got more important things to do. So we really need to address what is truly important. When somebody joins the military service, they're giving over the stewardship of their life to somebody to, you know, they don't know who when they do it. They don't even know who they're going to work with when they start the journey. But they start the journey. They give up their individuality. They become part of a machine. They emerge from all of the training, ready to go. And then they go out and do the deed for 3 years, 8 years, 15 years, 20 years, whatever. And then they come back expecting their promises to be kept, to be slapped in the face. That's got to change. That's really got to change. Coming up next, hour number two, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. The world according to Second Call Defense, because it's Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
American-made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.